Good morning, Dr. Hubbard.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mr. Knobs.
It's the morning routine in the kitchen of Morrison's Hotel, a foine Dublin establishment where slender, ruddy-faced Albert Knobs has worked for almost two decades.
Mr. Knobs?
She prefers roses. Lilies make her sneeze.
What sweet roses, Knobs?
Ma'am.
Such a kind little man.
But that kind little man has a secret. He is a she, masquerading as a man in order to find work in the tough Irish economy of the 1800s. Glenn Close first played Albert Knobs in the 1982 stage adaptation of a short story by Irish author George Moore.
It was, first of all, a very, very affecting character to play. Very difficult, very challenging, very satisfying. And also, I was amazed at how it affected the audience.
Close won an Obie Award for that off-Broadway performance, and then spent almost 30 years trying to get backing for a film version.
You know, I didn't go into their offices looking like Albert Knobs, so it's very hard for people, especially Hollywood people, to think of me in that character. And also, you could say that there's humor, but it's hard for them to get it. A lot of the humor is totally in attitude and performance. And it was a very tricky, different kind of story. You know, anything that far out of the box makes people nervous. It's so away from any kind of formula.
I've been thinking I might purchase a little business.
Ah, a business. Fancy that. Oh, what kind of a business?
I'm thinking maybe tobacco.
Oh, well, yes. A tobacconist now. That would suit a man.
But a woman could serve at the counter.
Albert took on her disguise totally as a survival tactic because she was abused and had no name, no money, no job. Then, having gone through that deeply traumatic experience, she chooses to be invisible in a profession where you're supposed to be invisible.
Albert's life changes when she meets another woman in the same predicament, a house painter named Hubert, played by Janet McTeer.
You're a woman.
You won't tell on me.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Albert Knobs is directed by Rodrigo Garcia, the Colombian-born filmmaker, whose father is the author Gabriel Garcia Marquez, believes the film, while true to its period, explores themes that are relevant today.
I was interested in it because those things that you do to fit in, you know, it doesn't have to be 19th century, you don't have to be a woman. Sometimes we choose a version of us that will take us further, be more acceptable, be more popular.
Albert Knobs was shot on location in Ireland. The cast includes stage and screen veterans Brenda Fricker and Brendan Gleeson, along with rising young star Mia Wasikowska. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.